Blog Talk Radio.
And praise the Lord, everybody. This is Apostle Dr. Deborah Deans with the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries, along with Life Support Outreach Church and the Prayer Room Ministry. And we're so excited this evening to be back on our radio broadcast with our Bible class on tonight. We're going to get ready to call our worship, our Bible class, to order now. We're going to have our devotion. We're going to have a song, a scripture, and a prayer. So we're going to go forward now. Amen.
I need thee now, most gracious Lord, my tender Lord, my can I need thee, oh. Every hour I need thee, oh, fetch me right now, my Savior. I call on to thee. It is so sweet to trust in you and to take him at his word and just to rest upon his promise and just to know us as our Lord. Jesus, how I trust him, and how I prove him, oh, I know. Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust him more. Jesus, how I trust him and how I prove him, oh, and oh, and oh. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust him more, oh, oh, oh. Just a little more grace, Lord, to trust you more. Give me. I would have asked, have you, Jesus, been still for all? I would rather be here and have returned untold. I'd rather have Jesus than have this moment. I'd rather be led by his nails here, his nails caught in. Jesus, been in everything, it's all worth a phone.
Amen. Come on, brother, with our scripture reading for today. Okay, minister, we ready for our scripture reading?
Who are you speaking to, me or?
No, I'm talking to.
You hear me well?
You ready?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we can hear.
Okay. Scripture I'm reading is Psalms 17.
Amen.
Okay. Hear the right, O Lord. Attend unto my cry. Give ear unto my prayer. That go not out of thing lips. Let me sentence come forth from my presence. Let thine eyes behold the things that are equal. Thou hast provided my heart. Thou hast visited me in the night. Thou hast tried me and shall find nothing. I am proposed that my mouth shall not transgress. Concerning the works of men, by the word of thy lips, I have kept me from the path of destroyer. Hold up my goings in my path that my footsteps slip not. I have called upon thee, for thou wilt hear me, O God. Incline thy ear unto me, and hear my speech. Shew thy marvelous loving kindness, O thou hast saved by the right hand, than which put their trust in thee from those that rise up against them. Keep me as the apple of the eye. Hide me under the shadow of thy wings. I have read from the book of Psalms. Everything.
Amen.
1-8. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Father, we come tonight humbly before your throne of grace, Lord, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, Lord, that we've committed against you in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we come confessing and repenting and asking you to forgive us and cleanse us through the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ tonight. Father, we come first of all asking you to bind the strong man, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask you right now, Lord, to bind up every demonic force, every demon that's on assignment. Your assignment is canceled now in the name of Jesus. Lord, bind up everything that's not like you, God, on this radio broadcast in the name of Jesus and stop them now. In the name of Jesus, we bind everything, Lord, that try to attack us and try to attack our families, God. We bind them up right now, and we cast them out, and we command them to go, every witch, every warlock, every psychic, every demonic force, in the name of Jesus. We bind you now. Then, Lord, I ask you right now to cover everyone under the sound of my voice. Cover their families right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, I ask you right now to bless our radio broadcast, Lord. Bless our study on tonight, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, open up our minds. Open up our hearts that we may be receptive to your word on tonight in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just thank you tonight for what you're doing. We thank you for what you're going to do and what you've already done. Lord, I ask you to let Deborah decrease, that the Holy Ghost increase. And teach us and minister to us on tonight. Father, I ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen, amen. And thank the Lord. We just thank and praise God on tonight. We thank and praise God for the minister for reading the word of God for me on tonight. I give God praise and glory on tonight for just that. I don't take it for granted. I just thank and praise God. We're going to get ready to go into our dreams and vision book and to talk about them a little more. We got a couple more, maybe three more times on our dreams and visions. And I'm not going to stop. If you have any dreams and visions after that, you can still come to me about it. But we can't learn everything and all at one time. So in the beginning of January, we're going to start from Genesis, the chapter 1, and we're going to go through the book, through the Bible, is that we may understand his word thereby, and we will have questions and we will have homework. So this is how we're going to do that. And it's going to be a lot of changes in the coming year because we need to know this word even the more. We need to know the word of God. So we're going to get ready to just, I'm just going to start with a few things that if you dream about, if you dream about a bride, that, you know, that's contemplating or participating in marriage and stuff like that. A brother, if you dream about your brother, sometimes it could be a spiritual brother or a natural brother, or even somebody that your brother reminds you of, you know, even a brother-in-law. You know, sometimes we can dream. God used familiar people in dreams. A lot of times it don't be that person, but he'll make a familiar to you so you can accept or receive what he's saying better. Like if you dream about a captain or something like that, it's a person that's in charge, like Christ or the overseer or elder. If you dream or have a vision about a carpenter, that's like a builder, a preacher, evangelist, you know, or someone that God is using to build the build a breach or to build a to connect something. I'll say that. At any time you have questions that you've had a dream or something strange has happened, you can always say, well, let me tell you about this apostle or like that. Sometimes, especially with children, God will use cartoon characters that they're familiar with to get a point across to them. But if they're older children, he gonna probably let them see something to open their eyes, like a clown, children, you know, see that stuff on television. He'll come to a child just like a child that, you know, that's what he is. So, and most of the time, clown is like for foolishness to an adult. He wouldn't use it with us unless he's trying to show us that this is a fool or using foolishness, you know, works of the flesh, the old self, the old man, dentist is like a physician. A doctor is a healer in a dream. If you had a doctor, it's an authority, a medical doctor. And it's scriptures for all of these things where it's a doctor, you know, a healer, a driver. You would think a driver would be someone that's like a chauffeur or something, but it's in a dream. It's more so like control of yourself or being in charge. You know, if you driving somebody around, you in control of the car. It's like a pastor or even Christ self, he's in control. Teacher, they in control. Mm-hmm. A drunk is like influence, under a spell, under the influence of a demonic spirit, a drunk. Mm-hmm. Out of control. It's got a lot of scriptures to that too. Mm-hmm. And I'm just going through, letting you know that for everything that you do, or everything that you dream about, life itself is from the Word of God, and it's a mini cord, a dwarf. A dwarf is something small, made small. Like David was small to Goliath, the giant. When you dream about something like that. Okay, an employee is a servant. A fellow employee is a servant in your dream. Or your employer is like authority because they have authority over you. So it resembles like a pastor or Christ or somebody with authority over you. Family is, you know, relatives, and sometimes we have spiritual family or natural family. And that scripture is in 1 Chronicles chapter 13, verse 14 and 15. A farmer, that's like a laborer or a preacher or a pastor. Spiritually, it's like a preacher or a pastor because you doing ministry, the kingdom of God. You forming people, just like the farmer do his crops. And father, that's authority too. That's like God, the author, originator, the source, inheritance. And this is all in a dream. You can have visions and stuff, and sometimes things happen to you. Just not in a dream or a vision, but things that happen. I had a young lady, and we were talking, and she was saying her window got broke in the front, and then later on her window was broke in the back. Where a window reveals stuff. It reveals the truth. It reveals prophecy. It reveals revelation. It reveals understanding. It's an avenue of blessing. So when the window cracked or broke, it opened the door for blessing. The door is open for blessing. So, and not only was it in the front, but it was in the back. So that's an avenue of blessing. And then it also can expose. It not only reveal, but it exposes as doing the same thing. It's going to expose and let you see. But the window was broken. So I'm saying that blessings are coming. Blessings are coming. So, you got to be expecting that. It's a lot of things happening. Some people say, well, it's superstitions and this and this, but it wasn't a mirror, it was a window. And we don't believe in superstitions, no way. So we have to look at it like that. But everything don't happen just in a dream the way God can get our attention in a dream or a vision. But sometimes God will just speak to you outright. He'll tell you things that, and he'll show you things that will happen, that has happened. And I've been in that experience, in that situation, so many times where he just outright spoke to me. And then I've been in a vision, which I thought I was woke. I don't know whether I was awake or not. Who was that? Paul or John was saying, I don't know whether I was in the body or not, Paul. Half of the time I didn't know because it was so real. It was so real. And I probably was asleep. I don't really know. But when God wants you to know something, and if you're too busy for him to show you in the dream or your mind all clogged up or in a vision, he'll come straight to you and say, thus and thus and thus. When he was showing me his glory, he showed me his glory. I thought I was awake. I know I was, because he called me by a different name. He called me the quiet one when he did wake me up or whatever. I don't know. And then he asked me, had I ever seen his glory? And I said, no, Lord. I knew exactly who he was. And he showed me his glory like on a TV screen. And it was just balls and balls of lights and claws and stuff. And they was just twirling and twirling so bright that I couldn't hardly see it. Now, this was on an Easter Sunday morning about 4:30 in the morning. So I don't know how it ended. I don't know what he said, go back to sleep. I don't know a whole lot of things. But when I did come to myself, I turned over and asked my husband, I said, have you ever seen God's glory? Because that's the same thing he asked me. And, you know, I got a lot of jibbery-jibbery like, girl, what are you talking about, this, this, and this? But, and it's okay. It's okay. But God deals with each one of us differently. This is what we're going to have to know. We have to pay attention because God won't only deal with us in dreams and visions. God will deal with us. We looking at TV all the time. And this is what I know for a fact, because I've been watching these Christmas movies just to keep from watching shooting, killings, and stuff like that. I've been watching these Christmas movies for 2 or 3 weeks, and I've been waking up talking about jingle bells, all this kind of stupid stuff. I said, the devil is a lie. I'm not going to... That ain't what I'm supposed to be singing. I'm supposed to be singing and praising God and not Christmas. You understand? But that's all in your mind. That's why you can't sit up and look at TV all the time. I've been doing it just to have somebody talking in the house since Apostle not here. But I'm going to have to just still turn it off, you know. And every now and then, most of the time, I used to look at the weather channel and just let it be and watch the weather. But God will deal with us any kind of way he can get our attention, not only in dreams and visions, but in the stuff I've been teaching you all and going over with you all, is that he'll use any of this. And if you dream about different things, he be trying to get your attention. He be trying to get a message. I told you before, when you dream, it's to you. The dream is to you. It's not to nobody else. It's to you. It may be about somebody else. God be trying to tell you about somebody else. But it's to you. Always know that when you dream, you know it. If you dream about somebody else, it's still to you. He trying to show you something about that person, or he trying to show you to go warn that person. It's something. It's something. And you got to keep an open heart and an open mind so you can receive what he's saying, because and that's what I had when I was younger, and I still have it. But when I was younger, it was so exciting to me, and I'm always been a loner. I haven't been with women like that. So most prophets are always by themselves. Most prophets, always. So, I mean, not all the time, but they would rather be by themselves so they can hear the Lord. They can't be talking and stuff. They can't hear the Lord a lot like that. You got to be able to hear God when he says something to you. Now, he can stop what you're doing and say, do this, do that, and you keep doing what you're doing, you're going to forget what he's saying. Or I have lost so many messages from God because he'll start telling me a scripture and I'm doing something else. And when I look up, I'm hearing the last part of the verse or last part of what he's saying. And I'm saying, Lord, say it again. I didn't hear you. What you talking about? And then sometimes, especially if it's somebody he wants you to pray for, believe me, he going to push that. If he didn't repeat it himself over and over, he'll push their face right up in your face. I don't know if anybody have ever experienced that, but I've experienced it so many times. I'm like, who is this? They too close to my face. I can't see them. You know, I'm like, and he's saying, I've been trying to get you, your attention, to pray for this person all day. You know, so then that lets you know that he's been trying to get your attention. He not, every now and then, I've heard the Lord holler in a loud voice, but it's not too often, not too often, but he will and can get your attention. Yes, he can. So you don't want that. If you've never been whooped by God, you don't want to get whooped by God. That's what people don't understand. They do this, they do that, they do that. But if you ever get whooped by God, you're going to remember it. Because it's a door can't nobody open but God. Or it's a door that nobody can close but God. And when he laid a hammer down, you'll know it's nobody but God. And you can repent and repent and repent and repent. And he's not the kind of father that just do stuff for a little or nothing. You have to been the guy on his nerves and did this thing over and over and over and over. Believe me, I told you the time I was telling everybody I'm a prophet because he was using me by the, like, I don't know what. I'm a prophet. I'm this. I'm that. He came to me. He said, don't you tell nobody else you a prophet. You around here smoking more cigarettes and you kept telling people you a prophet. Don't tell nobody else. I didn't tell nobody else either because that scared, it shook the core in my body. My heart was beating so fast. You know it's God. You don't do that again. You don't do that. And when the Spirit of the Lord come to you, you will know it's the Spirit of the Lord because your heart start beating fast. It beat off and crazy and stuff. And you like, what is going on? What is going? Because it's a spiritual being coming to you, your heart and stuff. It's like a connection. It just beats fast and all out of whack and stuff like that. And I knew it was the Lord. I knew it was the Lord. So when things like that happen to you, you wonder, who is this? What is this? What is this? Lord, speak to me. Tell me what it is. You don't even have to say that. You can think it. God can hear it in your heart. He can hear it in your heart because sometimes you're not at a place where you can say, what is this? What am I feeling? You know, I used to do that all the time because I had nobody to tell me these things. I had nobody to help me. Prophet Rain White, right? She used to help me with a lot of things, but I moved from her. He had me to move from her. So the Holy Spirit taught me so many things and showed me so many things and then put my faith on point to where he couldn't get me in my dreams and visions. He would build my faith up enough to where I had to just couldn't trust nobody but him. I couldn't call on nobody but him. Nobody had help for me because I was living in another state doing all kind of stuff. But I was always by myself. And if I was hungry, I depended on God to feed me. See, it's a lot of people ain't been there where they had no food. I mean none. I ain't talking about no potatoes or carrots or canned goods or bread. I said no food, none. And you had to depend totally on God to feed you. Like, God, I'm hungry. And he send you to a bookstore. And you like, what am I going to a bookstore for? Ain't no food there, but it was food there because they was passing out pieces of bagel and a cup of coffee for the people that read the books. So I did get to eat that. And then I met another prophet who God told him to feed up. But if you don't listen and be obedient to the Lord, you will miss that. I could have missed eating. You depend on God, but you depending on him, but you're not listening. So you have to listen. You have to listen. And in your dreams, he could have told you through a dream, go to this bookstore in the morning or go to the bookstore tonight. But it's a bad feeling to wake up and not have nothing, not milk, not bread, not egg, not nothing. And you don't know nobody in the state. In the state, I ain't talking about the city, but in the state. You don't even know how to go to the food stamp place. You don't know how to go nowhere. You don't know a preacher or a pastor, nothing, to go and ask, can they help with some food? But you have to depend totally on God to feed you. When you get there in that spot that nobody, you can't depend on nobody but God, then you somewhere where God wants you to be for that test, so it could be a testimony, so he could show you how he do things. Like he took them three fish and bread, I don't know, and bread and fed all those people. And you can't tell me he can't feed me. But if you do exactly as he say, he will do anything for you. But you got to do and be obedient to the Lord. You got to be obedient to the Lord. And listen to these dreams and let him speak to you through these dreams and visions, because God will do it. He's trying to get over to you what he wants you to know. What he wants you to know is so many people are having dreams and visions and don't understand. It was a lady maybe 3-4 years ago trying to teach me how to interpret dreams and stuff. And you have to be so careful about it because it's psychic that does this. And I was so afraid. I didn't want to be sitting up and she trying to tell me how to interpret a vision or a dream. So I didn't follow behind her. I have to let God send somebody, you know, when it's like that. And if you want to know so bad, God will show you. The Holy Spirit will show you your dream and vision. Sometimes we'll, you know, get it all blundered up sometimes, but it's okay. It's all right because God will come right by, back and fix it. He'll come right back and fix it. Mm-hmm. He'll come right back and fix it and show you another way. So we have to keep our minds and our spirit open. Just like if you dream of a harlot, that's like a whore. Seduction, a worldly, you know, and it could mean so many different things. It could mean so many different things. If you dream of your husband, that's the authority figure. That's just like God is over of the church. If you dream of an Indian, you see, people dream stuff, and they don't know why they're dreaming. Sometimes people say they may have ate something funny or different or something like that, but it's always a message for you. Now, if you dream of an Indian, that's like the first flush. It's the old self, firstborn, the chief, because Indians was here a long time ago. Mm-hmm. He didn't beat the Moses now, but he was here a long time ago. So God just wants you to know that if you dream of any, because Indians are like real spiritual too. They're real spiritual. I worked with an Indian girl, and she was the only one, I think, that seen that demon that was in the house with doors. Mm-hmm. And she was afraid of it, but she saw it. And so they spiritual people, and you have to watch them too, because anyway, so much other stuff. Like a judge, you dream of a judge, that's a figure of authority too. A lawyer, that's like an advocate, a legalistic minister, a lawyer, because they fighting for you. Mm-hmm. They standing up against whoever it is that's coming against you. They standing up against them. A man, if you dream of just a stranger, sometimes it could be an angel. You have to be careful one step, or it could be a demon. But a lot of times it's an angel, especially if it's a stranger in your way. And that's why I said sometimes it could be a dreams or vision, but a lot of times, like I seen this man years ago when I worked at General Waste, I caught the bus to the credit union. This man was asking me for money. I think he was black. And that was on the way to the credit union. And then on the way back from the credit union, this same man, but he was white, asked me for money. And let me tell you something. I ran so hard and so fast because I knew it was God trying to get a message over across me. You know, and when you see stuff like that, it's scary. It's really scary. So you have to pay attention now. You have to pay attention. If you dream of a mechanic, that's somebody that adjusts stuff. You know, fix and work on stuff like that. Tools. And it could be a representative like a minister or a Christ or a prophet, a pastor, or even a counselor. And then they use the tools like the word of God, gifts of the spirit, wisdom and knowledge. And when you put it in dreams or visions, that's, you know, because sometimes people dream about car problems and they got a mechanic and it doesn't have anything to do with the car. But it have everything to do with your spirit, man, your soul, and God be trying to show you that you need ministering to with the word of God. Okay, and mother, spiritual or natural mother, love and kindness, even mother-in-law. an old man. Which is wisdom. Old wisdom come with aged men and women. The old man, it's like that old spirit man you had, that old fleshly man. Mm-hmm. Children, one's children, the oneself or themselves, it's a character or a behavior that reveals something about a child. Mm-hmm. Police. is like authority, a natural, civil, or spiritual authority, good or evil. They're supposed to protect you like a guardian angel or an enforcer, you know, a person that enforce their authority, or, you know, to take over and take control of you, you know, to protect you, to cover you. I'll say that. It's got a lot of scriptures too. Preacher is a messenger, God's representative, and they have spiritual authority. Sister is a spiritual sister or a natural sister. Someone she remind you of, because like I said, God used people that is familiar with you when he's trying to get a message across to you. Mm-hmm. A soldier is warfare, spiritual warfare, an angel. Let me see, a warrior is a soldier. A wife is like a covenant with the husband, wife, joined together. And a witch, witchcraft, control, evil influence, evil intense seduction, rebellion, and it could be a wife, but they could be controlling and all of that kind of stuff. We have to be careful with that because we don't want to be in control, controlling as a wife, a woman, a stranger, a spirit, seducing spirit, a temptation, deception. It could be even witchcraft. Women, when I tell you about women, some women, that's why I don't really care to have friends, women friends, because the ones that your age and the ones that looking at you funny, like I was talking about Sunday, the hater, a jealousy, you don't have to have nothing. You can have a bag of Lay's potato chips, and it could be a big bag, and they'll want that, and they'll cheap on until they get yours taken away from you and stuff like that. Women are something else. They something else. And I know God made us. I know he made us. But we got some headstrong women, and we got some women that's not truthful. We got women, when I tell you, this spirit that some women have, I'm not going to say all of us, but some women have, where they'll do evil against another woman for stupid stuff. I'm talking about because you got a husband or because you got a man, they're going to try to take your man. You know, or if you got a green car or a blue car, they looking at you with all this jealousy and envy in their heart, like I was talking about Sunday, and you can't have it. And they just hating on you because your hair pretty, or you brighter the skin than they are, or you got a better shape than them. So they're going to go talk about you to the other women so they can dislike you. And that's how woman is. I mean, I ain't trying to knock women, but I've been bothered with them for 65 years. I know women. I'm one myself. And you have to be careful. The enemy will try to use a woman because she's the weaker vessel to do all kind of stupid stuff. And we'll do it. He's talking in our ear, telling us this and telling us that, and it's sounding good and right to us. So we do it. We can't do that. We can't do that as a woman. Stuff been in us ever since the devil was talking to Eve, long before she had gave Adam the fruit. No telling how long he had been trying to convince Eve to eat from that tree. Long before probably the Bible said. And she just gave up and gave in. And that's why you have to be careful with women. Because the devil fooled us. And it brought on a whole lot of other stuff. And because the man didn't have that authority to stand up and say, I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to eat from this tree because God said not to. We all got punished. And we all got messed up. So I'm not just going to blame it on the woman because the man is the head. He's the authority figure. He is the head. But I'm talking about to fool with women. You got to really pray. You got to have the love of God. You got to pray for them and know that they're going to be trying to do you wrong because you got a new blue jean dress and they didn't get one. Don't tell them nothing. I'd be scared to tell anybody I got anything. I'm telling you, I'm talking about women friends. I ain't talking about my family. I'm talking about women friends. I'd be scared to tell them I got anything because they're, yeah, right. And before you know it, well, I'll talk to you later. And you don't hear from them for 2 or 3 months. Why? Why? It's a mess. But God made us all. He made us, and he know all about us. And we have to be careful in that area. So we're going to be talking about vehicles, airplanes, jets, ambulance, different things like that in your dreams. I don't dream too much about that. I dreamed about an airplane before. And it's almost like you're dreaming about an eagle, a soaring and flying. And God uses eagles a lot. That's authority and strength and courage and stuff like that. And he rode up on a cherubim. And did fly. Yeah, he did fly upon the wings of the wind. That's Psalms 18 and 10. And when they were come up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord caught away Shelah, that the Enoch saw him no more. Acts 8 and 39. So they're talking about flying and stuff in the dream. Ambulance, that's help. In urgent need. An automobile is life. An automobile is life. It's a person, a ministry. It could be a new car or a new ministry or a new way of life. A broke down automobile means problem, sickness, trouble, opposition, hindrance in your dream or vision. It could be a vehicle like a big, nice, fine limousine or something like that. They equal pride and stuff, you know, big-headed or something like that. Convertible with the top up means covered. The emphasis is on the covering of the auto owner or the driver's life. So if you dream in your vision, in your dream or your vision about a convertible and the top is up, it means that you're covered. And with the top down, it means you're uncovered. And if you dream you had an accident like I saw today, the auto wreck is like strife, contention, conflict, confrontation, calamity, mistake. Because when you have an accident, it's strife right there. When you hit somebody, somebody hits you, you're ready to fight. You ready to argue? You ready to do whatever it is? You dream about a battery that means power and strength, even in your prayer life, motivation. A blimp, that means weak, moved by every mind of will, control, powerless, aimless, and puffed up. That's a will. Okay, a boat is support, like life support, just because you have life on the boat, and the boat is supporting whoever's on it. Even a large ship. And it's like life support, like the ministry. If you're on a large ship, it's like the church. A small boat is like a personal ministry. A boat puts you in the mind of a ministry, if it's large or small. If your brakes give out in the dream, it's like a hindering. Resist. Not able to continue or discontinue a bad habit or change a tradition. I mean, it's so much that you have to look at in dreams and vision, and it's worth knowing this so you can get the true meaning from what God is trying to show you. It really is. It behooves us to, when we have these dreams and visions, to always take a good look at it. Take a good look at it, because we want to be able to get the right meaning that God would have us, and then we can always go to the Holy Spirit. He'll tell you which way to look at it. He'll tell you what to look for. You know, you pray about it. God will show you what you need to know. He will show you, because when I say I was dumb in the prophetic, when I was young, I was dumb. And the Holy Spirit used me because I didn't know anything. When you go thinking you know something, he going to let you go. That's why he told me, don't tell nobody else you know prophet. I use who I want to use, when I want to use. And he did that to me. He used me when he got ready to. And told me, don't tell nobody I was no prophet. And I didn't. I did at first. He told me, don't do it no more. And I didn't. Because when you're obedient to God, and what he says is better than sacrifice, and then you'll get the reward or the elevation that he want to give you. But when you around here trying to brag on yourself, like you doing something, like these prophets and stuff doing now, getting it for money, and it ain't even their word. The word is coming through by the Holy Ghost. And we getting paid for it. I want my reward from Jesus. I want my reward from no man. They ain't got enough money to give me. They don't know what I need, but God knows what I need. He knows exactly. It may not be money. It may be a second chance in life. It may be a new car. Man can't give me that. He can, but he won't. When I'm obedient to God, I look for my reward from heaven. I don't look for my reward from me. And it behooves us to do this, and not to be around here giving God's word, prostituting his word for money. There's so many of us on the Facebook and on the Instagram doing this, on the YouTube. But it ain't right. Spoke on it so many times. I only do it when God tells me to. but God gonna have the last word about it. Oh, you can give an offering, but I ain't finna ask you for now. I'm not gonna ask you for nothing. I'm not gonna ask you for nothing. No money for the word of God. God didn't say do that. God was, you know, he's God and God alone. He can take care of every need that you have. He can give you strength that no man can give you. Power, authority, only God can give that. Like I said, it may not be money that I need. It may be strength. It may be other things that I need that I can only get from God. We have to look at that because it's not always that you giving other stuff. You got to give what God tell you to give when he tell you to give it. Now, I don't mind sowing into no ministry. I have, but don't you come talking about a dollar sign in your name. Because I ain't going to sow it to your ministry. I'm not going to do that. When I get ready to sow into your ministry, it's because the Holy Spirit say, give this, give that, give this, and I will. I will. Don't mind doing it. I have sold into people's ministry. But I don't just do it because you won't reap no harvest if it's not the ministry not doing right. That you ain't going to get nothing back. And not that you're doing it for that, but your heart, you ain't going to reap nothing. You ain't going to get nothing back. But you just wait and let God show you how to do these things. And he shows us in different ways. He shows us in dreams and visions. He shows us even through the television, on the Facebook. He can use anything. He can use an animal, a pet. A little baby he can use. When I tell you, but we have to be paying attention to what God says and paying attention to what God is showing us to do. So we have this Thursday, we'll talk on dreams and visions, and then we'll have two more days for dreams and visions, and then because we on the 22nd, I think it is, and the 29th, and we're going to be done with the dreams and visions. We're going to talk about dreams and visions on the 18th, on Thursday, on the 17th. I don't know what day it is. It's on Thursday. Yeah, the 17th, and then we'll come back on the 22nd, and then after the 22nd, it'll be the 29th, and then after that, we're going to start our year off fresh from the first chapter of Genesis in January on the 5th of January. We'll start out fresh in our Bible class, and we're going to have more days. We're going to have a day just for prayer, evening just for prayer, an hour. And then we're going to have 2 days of Bible class. So we'll get all that straightened out before January 5th. Amen. So we're going to get ready to close out. I want you all to keep Apostle Dean. He's still in the hospital. Keep him in your prayers, and that God allow him to come home real soon. And that he cover me because I'm here by myself. And I just want you all to keep me in prayer because, you know, I'm not used to staying in this house by myself and going places by myself. But the Holy Spirit is with me. God is with me. I'm not afraid. So, Father, we just come tonight just thanking and praising you for another opportunity to be back on our radio broadcast on tonight. Lord, I ask you to cover everyone under the sound of my voice, Lord. I ask you right now to cover their families tonight, God, in the blood of Jesus. Encamp your angels all around about them to protect them, God, from all hurt, harm, or danger. Lord, you know exactly what we need, and you give us exactly what we need, God. Lord, we depend only on you. Thank you for covering our radio broadcast on tonight. in the name of Jesus. We just give you praise tonight. We give you glory. We thank you right now for your word. We thank you for opening up our understanding to the dreams and vision, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we know it's a whole lot to remember and think about, but just to give us some insight, God, we so thankful. We give you glory and praise. We don't take none of it for granted. We just give you glory for opening up our heart and our mind to understand something. Father, I ask you right now to just keep us all covered. In Jesus' name. Now to him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forever. Amen. God bless you all. I love you. And we'll see you right back here Thursday at the same time. God bless y'all. Have a good evening. God bless.
God bless you.
Amen.
Amen. God bless.
God bless you.
God, amen.